This is episode 5 of a Message from Home podcast. I'm Margot.
And I'm Nina. Episode 5. That's so
Yay!
exciting.
The average podcast only lasts 7 episodes.
Oh,
That's from your
yeah.
RSS thing.
It is.
So here we are, episode 5.
We can do
Only two more, guys.
it. Only two more to go. So today we're just.
Quick fire.
Yeah, just a quick look. We're gonna go over our Spotify Wrap. Today we're just gonna be doing a quick little segment in here, just talking about our Spotify Wrap and our top 10 albums of the year.
Yeah, and we could even do songs if you feel
Yeah,
like it.
yeah.
It'd just be nice because it is December now,
I
and we've not
know.
really done like a wrap
End
up.
of year wrap.
Yeah, so it's kind of fun for that. So yeah, Nina, what is your Spotify Wrapped this year? Actually, I guess we can maybe just talk about Spotify Wrapped in general for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's fine.
What do you think of Spotify? Like, is it something you look forward to?
I do look forward to it because it's kind of like a funny little excuse because you get to see everybody else's as well. That's
Yeah.
like one of the main like exciting parts of it. Also just like posting about music you like on Instagram. Like I feel like it's like a little excuse to just like post your little raps or whatever.
Yeah.
But honestly, I have Last FM and I feel like that is so much more accurate because it tracks like every individual stream.
All right.
And I have no idea how Spotify works it for their Wrapped because my top five songs on Spotify Wrapped is always different to my top five songs from the last year on Last FM. I feel like it's always been a little bit inaccurate, but it could be just the way that they work it, you know.
Yeah,
What about you? How do you feel about Spotify Wrapped?
I like it. I this year I was getting a wee bit emo. I was like it's just a excuse to be, we're celebrating like Spotify. That's a terrible organization. Like
That's
it's
true.
actually super fun. The Spotify
I
Wrapped,
know. It is
and
fun, and I've seen a lot of people saying that that's the only reason that they really use Spotify, which is
yeah,
interesting, but.
I just looked it up on Reddit, like how it works, Spotify Wrapped, and it says. So this year the data was logged from January 1st to November 15th.
Okay.
You have to listen to a song for more than 30 seconds for it to count to in your song rankings. Your top songs are calculated by play count rather than total times listened. In your top 100
What does that
playlists,
mean?
I
Total
actually
times lessened in play count surely would be the same.
your top song play count rather than your total time. So maybe you might have paused it and come out with the song, maybe.
Oh. Well,
I don't
for
know.
me, like, I think Last FM definitely only logs a song if you've listened to like probably about 30 seconds of it.
Yeah.
So I just don't know why it'd be so different. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe they take more average. I don't know. Who cares? Who actually cares, really?
It's interesting though, like
It
the way that
is.
it works. I've seen like there's so many Spotify like apprenticeships and stuff like that they do. I don't think there's
Really?
any like open right now, but I kind of love to do that just to like get the insider scoop.
Imagine if there was like a little man like in a basement just going through every single Spotify account, a clause for
Yeah,
Spotify.
Spotify clause. Yeah, honestly, how do I get that job?
Know, I think, well, when it came out I was at home and I forced my dad to play
I
his and
love
he put it on
seeing
his
my mom and
speaker.
dad.
I was
It's
like,
so
yes,
funny. I know.
it's good fun.
It really is, but I think it also probably contributes to like the like see people like streaming songs when they're asleep, like on
Yeah.
a loop so that it is at the top of their Spotify Wrap. Like
And
that's crazy.
people would like jig it so that they had their ideal
Yeah.
artist at the top. So it
I know.
becomes like a performance rather than
Like a
just like listening
status
to
symbol.
music.
Yeah, I know.
That's why I think a lot of people are interested in like physical media, because there's no competition about, oh my God, well, you listen to Fake Plastic Trees 200 times. I actually listen to it 300 times this year.
Yeah, I know. Because at the same time, I'm like, yeah, because I listen to my records a lot and I'm like, oh, well, that's not counted in Spotify Wrapped. So, you know, maybe I actually have this person, like, listen to this person more, like,
Yeah.
whatever. But I mean, there definitely is, like, a bit of a, you know, are you a better vinyl collector than me. Do you have the original pressings or the reissues? Like
the 2021 reissue? Don't think so, babe.
Don't care. I know. It's like all of the like old men that like stereo love. Like I feel like I'm in constant competition with them.
Or this one American man.
But Letizia follows him in Zodabi birthday
too. Oh, so cute. So Nina's villain arc is the singer from an obscure 90s French
They're not
band.
That obscure. Didn't follow That's me so on Instagram.
Did you ever do Obscurify?
Oh yeah, I've done that before. Mine is like 99%.
Yeah, like, I know, but like you'd feel like you'd have this like inner win when it was higher than like the global average, and you think, oh my god, what am I doing? Like, this is not, this is actually kind of loser behavior.
Yeah, like, I know. Because I did like a really short little podcast with my friends in college that was just to kind of like get us used to using the audio equipment.
Yeah.
And we spoke about like the festival lineup.
Oh,
like,
yeah, that one's fun.
I don't know what it's called, but it takes from your Spotify, the Obscurify, and then like Stats FM and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And my Obscurify, I feel like they put artists, they say like these are your most obscure artists, and it's not even the case really for a lot of them. They just kind of randomly choose. And whenever I do have my most obscure artists there, they're always like smaller Glasgow bands, and I'm like, they're not obscure to me.
Just go to House Guest.
They're the queens of my heart. Like, what are you talking about?
Did you see any of your top artists live this year?
No. Wait, I can't remember. Oh, this is not so good. That
are yours dead?
Rude. Mm-hmm. Not even funny.
No, because one of mine is dead.
Oh, well, go ahead. Did you see any of your top artists live this year?
That wasn't my way of being like, well, I've actually seen them all live.
No.
Where's my rap? All of a sudden, it's not in Spotify. Okay, fuck's sake. I'm going to have to go through the whole thing.
So wait, they're also painfully slow.
Really, we can just cut all that.
I know.
I saw Wonder Horse this year.
Okay.
Out of the five.
Yeah, tell us your top five.
Okay, so number one is Radiohead. And this is kind of embarrassing because I only listen to two albums. Like, I literally only listen to The Bends and OK Computer.
Okay.
But just excessively. I've listened to the other ones, but like I'm not really into them.
Yeah.
But Radiohead have been my number one. This is like the third year running.
Yeah.
Which is And then number two is Wonder Horse. I was just listening to them excessively again. Like,
it's when you see someone live, they always you go listen back to them it. Loads. Yeah.
And they're really good. So and then number three was Pretty Sick, who I actually saw last year.
Yeah.
They're really good. I really like them. Number four was PJ Harvey, which I was surprised by. I really like her as well, but I don't think I listen to her that much. I would like to see her live, though. But she tours quite a lot now.
I was going to go to her Barrylands gig, but I think it sold out quite quickly.
It did, and she did two nights, and I think they both sold out like really quickly.
The tickets were pricey as well, from what I remember.
I would pay like 50 quid to go see her.
I think they were 70 or something.
Really?
Don't quote me on that. I know.
I don't know if that's worth it. The number five was Jeff Buckley.
Of course.
Who's of course
dead. That is
dead.
So you.
I know. I was surprised by that though because this might be one of the first years that Lana Del Rey is nowhere to be seen.
Oh.
And she's usually in there.
Yeah.
Who were your top artists?
So my number one was Stereolab.
Surprise!
Who's surprised? They were my number one last year as well. Number two was Broadcast. Number three was Electrolane. Four, Feverless Glock. And five was The Chills.
And you saw Feverless Glock this year.
I saw Feverless Glock this year. They're the only one out of those five. But I did see Stereolab and The Chills last year.
That's
which is
fun.
It's nice to know I'll never see Broadcast or Electrolane though. So but I would probably give a limb to maybe an organ. But
because The Chills, the singer, passed away last year, did you not?
It was this summer.
So
it was like a year after I saw them, which is really sad, but I'm just like glad that I did see them before that.
And what were your top songs?
Okay, my top songs, They're kind of fake. We were just talking about this before, though. It's like Last FM, I trust you more. Number one was Low Boob Oscillator by Stereolab. That was my number one song last year as
Say that
well.
again.
Low Boob Oscillator.
Low boob oscillator. That's so
Yes.
funny.
No, like all of the old men Stereolab fans will be like, oh, it's so overrated. Oh my God, it's just a silly pop song. I don't care. I love it. It's literally their best song ever. It makes me cry. I cried when I saw them play it live. Like it was so good. Number two is Sybil's Reverie, also by Stereolab. Although according to Last FM, that one was like way down at like number eight or something. I don't know. I don't know why. Number three, Kaleidoscope World by The Chills. Number four, Bring Me to Silence by Phoebe's Glock. And number five, The Games You Play by Broadcast. So it's very reflective of my top
Yeah,
artists.
that's quite interesting.
But I think, like, see, when I was looking before, around the kind of time that they stop tracking it for Spotify Wrapped, and I was looking to see, like, just kind of what it would be, because I'm really nosy and don't like surprises. And it was gonna be like something like Low Boob Oscillator, I Found the F by Broadcast, Waterloo Sunset by The
Oh,
Kinks,
yeah.
On Parade by Electrolane, and Kaleidoscope World by The Chills. And it's like, what happened to those ones,
What
guys?
happened to my originals?
What happened? I don't know. What's your top songs?
I was quite surprised. Number one was Silver by Wonderhorse. Number two was Public Image by Public Image Limited. I thought that was kind of weird. I really like that song, but I did not think it would be so high up. But I
It's like you
suppose.
don't even remember, but sometimes you just listen to songs over and over and over again, like when you really like it.
Especially so, like that song, for example, it's only like 2 minutes long,
Yes.
so you just like end up listening to it all the time. The number three was Lift by Radiohead, as it was last year. Number four was Yeah You by Pretty Sick. I really like that song. And number five was Swinging Party by The Replacements.
What was your top song last year?
Lift.
Oh, okay.
That was played a heinous amount of times. It's really nice though, actually, but that's probably what put Radiohead up there.
Yeah.
But it is quite fun to look at it. Did you have any top podcasts that you listen to?
I didn't. See, I'm a podcast hater, realistically.
You're so fake. I need to know
I know.
that. I had a few podcasts.
Were the top podcasts just in the Wrapped?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I definitely don't get any.
Do you not listen to podcasts at all? No.
No, not really.
So number one was Binchtopia that we talked about
Yeah,
before.
yeah.
It's so funny. Number two is Here Comes the Guillotine, which is Frankie Boyle, Susie McCabe, and Christopher McArthur Boyd. It's really funny. Like, I always listen to it on the bus back home because it's
Yeah.
like an hour, so it's like perfect for that. And I'm literally like trying not to be myself laughing. The number three, this is so dad core of me. It was Mark Maron. He does like interviews of, they're actually really interesting, but it's such a dad podcast. The
Why
number four
not?
was Tilt, which is the
Yeah,
Scottish one.
yeah.
The number five was The Face podcast, and that's like The Face magazine, and they have a podcast.
Yeah.
But yeah, I
So
was into my podcast.
do you listen to all of them, or are some of those ones that you only listen to like one episode of and they just chucked in
I
there to make up your top five?
listen to them a lot, actually, like all of them. I'm not really surprised by that, because it's nice to have, like, if you're cooking or walking somewhere.
Yeah.
And sometimes music can be really distracting, or
Yes,
for me,
yeah.
like, it's kind of weird, but if I'm listening to music out and about, the beat of the music kind of throws off me walking, if you know what I mean. Like,
Okay.
I don't know, I feel kind of just disjointed if I'm listening to like a really upbeat song, but I'm walking slowly. Do you know
For
what I
me,
mean?
that is the complete opposite. I don't like listening to podcasts when I'm walking because I'm like, ugh, it's just like too slow. Like I'm just thinking about what they're saying on the podcast and stuff like that, rather than, you know, where I'm going, what I'm doing. You know, so yeah, I'm really not a podcast listener at all.
It's interesting.
I mean,
You literally have a
I
podcast.
know.
I
I just like to yap. Okay.
just like to yap, but I don't
Yeah.
like anyone else yapping.
No, I do not. Only me. Only I'm
Only
allowed to
me.
yap. So what were your little like arbitrary like genre labels?
Oh my God, I hate this so much. It's so dumb. And my dad was reading his ones and he was just like,
What the hell? What does this mean?
January was goth synthesizer new wave.
Okay.
New
What
Order.
Were you listening to?
You were really into artists like
New Order,
it was
Joy Division,
basically Talking Heads. It's just loading. Oh my god. Okay, New Order, Talking Heads, and Echo and the Bunnymen. April was Pixie, Permanent Wave, Alternative Rock, and that was Radiohead, PJ Harvey.
Mm.
Fair enough.
Okay, so for my little genres, the first one was psychedelic noise krautrock. My psychedelic noise krautrock moment in January, because I was listening to Stereolab and Electrolane and Noi, which, you know, yeah, okay.
Yep, just yeah. Yep.
I mean, as a, like, that is the most fair, like, out of all of them, mm-hmm. but it's just still not very necessary. My May was my Frutiger Aero Beach House Indietronica phase, which I hate that, never say that again to me. And I was listening to like Stereolab again, Broadcast, and Hot Chip, allegedly. I mean, I did see them at New Year's, but I've listened to like one of their songs a few times, mm-hmm. you know. July, which is my favorite, was my Pink Pilates Princess Strut Pop moment. Because apparently I was listening to Charlie XCX, Chaperone, and Sabrina Carpenter.
That's so fun.
So, you know, what do I have to say about that? I don't know.
Just no comment.
Okay, moving on.
I think you should make a TikTok of you, like, I can just see you in like a Juicy Couture tracksuit holding like a yoga mat, being like, after
yes.
my Pink Pilates.
After my Pink Pilates Princess Strut Pop yeah. moment. Yeah.
Terrible.
I can't.
So, but Spotify Wrapped is funny, but like, that's kind of dumb.
Yeah. They do it for TikTok. Because people on TikTok love labels.
Mm-hmm.
They love putting things in boxes.
We hashtag so, cottagecore.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Any core.
Any core? Any this, any that?
Pilates core.
Pilates core. Pilates
podcast
princess,
core.
Podcast core. Margot's flat core.
Cold Margot's flat core.
Cold core.
struggling student core.
Yeah, I mean, that's, yeah. But we were saying also about our gap. Mixes
Riz mix.
And our Riz mixes,
oh, that's disgusting.
Which Spotify just makes
without
they just
asking.
Make these like
yeah. No one asked
without
for that.
Consent.
Yeah. Spooky evil gay mix.
I'm sure there's one on mine that I saw called Egg Punk or something, and I have no idea what that means.
Delulu mix.
Yeah, I can.
Goblin like, core mix.
It's
I,
all of
I like
just
that.
Stupid TikTok. Words.
It is. It's really, it's brain rot. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just pure brain rot.
And it's the, like, it would make sense maybe if the songs were, like, kind of relevant to the titles and they just had funny, like, little names for them.
Mm-hmm.
But they're really not. They just kind of put the same songs on everyone. I was looking through a lot of mine and so many of them had, like, TV girl songs, like Alex G. And I don't really listen to either of those people at all.
Yeah.
So I feel like it really is just whatever is popular, like, on TikTok.
Which is a shame because it has to be, I mean, you know, it's reflective of the whole year and they're mm-hmm. just combining it into these really, like, meaningless
silly.
Phrases.
Yeah.
I mean, that's looking into it a bit deeper, but I just think it's a bit silly.
I know.
It's too much. Like,
it
imagine,
that,
like, a 70-year-old with
you
TikTok.
Don't need doing all
yeah.
that. Yeah. I know. I see, like, so many old ladies on the bus, like, looking at TikTok. And
really?
I'm like, what are you even watching on there, Queen?
Actually, my granny got a phone kind of recently. And she watches YouTube now.
Okay.
And so
she
usually
watches...
Yeah, usually it's just funeral services or, like... Because obviously the church is, like, stream it. And
Well,
she's 93, so, like, she knows a lot of people who are, you know, dying.
Yeah.
And she also watches, like... like Gaelic song sessions and like kind of cutesy stuff like that. But then
Mr. Beast,
she showed me this video. You won't be able to see it, but I'm gonna show Nina and you're gonna find it really funny. This is the shit that she watches. For reference, that was two AI generated fat babies
and a man
fighting,
burrowing,
and it goes. I just love the boing. Yeah. So
oh, that's just what they're showing it to our children, our old people,
our grandparents. Like,
our grandparents. This AI slop.
AI slop. That's funny.
I don't know what they're watching on there. Get it's off crazy. Your phones, old lady.
Yeah, turn off your phones. Just, but she won't even watch the TV anymore. Like, she wants to watch YouTube instead.
That's like totally not my grandparents. Like, they hardly know how to use their phone. But yeah, they do watch. Like, I feel like a lot of programs are pretty like brain rot as well. But maybe not so much.
Yeah, there's more stuff on you. I mean, you know, she obviously watches like proper videos, but it's when I see those reels, I just get so
weird.
It's the reels.
Because sometimes I look at YouTube reels because I'm just like, or YouTube shorts or whatever it's called. Because I see something recommended to me that I'm interested in, like a recipe or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then they always scroll to the most like random
weirdest shit you've ever seen.
I'm like, I have had my YouTube account for like quite a while, and I feel like my algorithm is really like established to what I like and what I watch, and then I'm just like, where is all of this coming from?
Yeah, like it's crazy. Like, even a few years ago, like my granny didn't really understand how a TV worked.
Yeah,
and now she's like watching YouTube. Like, it's just weird.
iPad granny.
Yeah, literally. And then my dad's sitting in the corner on his iPad, and I'm just thinking, this is ridiculous.
I know. It's when my mom and dad are both on their phones, and I'm just trying to talk to them. I'm like.
And they've got those stupid
kids in there.
And they've got those phone cases with like the wallet cover. Ones. Yeah. And they're just flopping in the wind. And it's like, this is ridiculous.
I know. Gotta love them though.
Gotta love it.
Four of my dad's top five songs on his Spotify Wrapped were Simple Minds.
Really? Yeah. Oh, yeah, because you said he was like embarrassed about liking Simple Minds.
No, he only likes her early stuff.
Oh, okay. Fair.
But yeah. So what about your top albums?
Yeah, we discussed of the year. We discussed this earlier? I don't think we did, but we both separately wrote them down anyway.
Yeah,
it's just so music nerd of us.
I know, but I mean, I was kind of doing it for like a little college thing, but really, I would have done it anyway. Let's be for real.
Did you write your top songs as well?
I've not done songs.
I did a few songs, and I did top 10 albums. So
I can name a few singles that I've liked.
Yeah,
a lot of them obviously have been on my albums that are in this list, but there are a lot, like, for example, I really like the or even just like EPs and singles. Yeah. We'll see. I really like the Big Girls Blouse EP, Sleepy Girls, and the new Tina Sandwich EP, the new PVC single, Castle, and what else? I really like the San Jose single, Dirty Linen. What about your songs?
So mine are more worldy, I guess. I mean, I can talk about like smaller ones that I like.
I mean, I'd say for me, like my bigger, I'd say that Acceptable Experience by Memorials is one of my favorite singles of the year, but it was on their album, which is also on my albums list.
Okay,
so, you know.
I wrote Birds of a Feather, Billie Eilish, Get It by Cardinals, Beaches,
Be-A-Ba-Doobie.
Superman by Wonder Horse, Bug. By Fontaine's DC song. Boom Boom Back by Heinz.
So you were gonna say Boom Clap.
Boom Clap, Sound of My Heart. Then I did Girl So Confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Please, Please, Please. And Headliner by Pretty Sick.
I really like Please, Please, Please.
So do I.
I'll say my albums and then you can say yours if you'd like.
Yeah.
I'll just go through them quickly. So my number one is Leticia Sedier's Rooting for Love. So good. Love it. Memorials, Waterslide, Broadcast, Distant Call, Claro, Charm, Beavis Glock, how am I saying this? Wrong Wakeness, The Cure, Songs of a Lost World, Nalas and Ephro, Endlessness, Jay McFarlane's Reality Guest, Whoopi, Charlie XCX, Brat, and Kim Gordon, The Collective.
Fun.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about The Collective.
I know. It's so good. I love
her. I like her. She's
endlessly cool. But she is doing an H&M ad campaign right now.
But I like her, so I don't care. And I like her daughter. Her daughter's really cool.
Coco.
Who looks like Chloe Sevigny.
She looks exactly like Chloe Sevigny.
They fucked.
Yeah, I know. What can I say?
So my top 10 albums. I decided, like, I don't always listen to newer music, so near the end of the year, I did make an effort to try and delve into some albums that came out this year.
Yeah.
So I came across Porridge Radio, who I knew about before, and they've got an album. It's a long title, like Clouds in the Sky, They Will Always Be There for Me, which is like a bit whimsy, I guess. But it's actually a really nice album. It's really cool. It's kind of new wavy, I would say. It's very different. I think they're super unique. And it's fresh.
Yeah.
And it's a wee bit like McGee,
Okay.
who did Two Stars in the Dream Police, which I listened to as well. It wasn't like significant throughout the year, but like I made the effort to listen to it like, more recently,
Yeah.
and I really enjoyed it. But for ones that are more maybe like sentimental of the year, I would say Brat, I guess, because it was just really good fun. And then Midas by Wonder Horse, Charm, Clairo,
So good.
Viva Hines by Hines,
Yeah.
Romance, Fontaine CC. That's a really, actually, is it that good? I think I would put it lower now. I probably put it. And then I also listened to the new Jesus and Mary Chain, the Glasgow Eyes.
Yeah.
Again, it wasn't like, it was something I discovered like later on in the year, but it was nice. It was fun to listen to. It's
It's
exactly what you'd
nice.
expect,
Oh yeah, I'm
but
sure it is. I
it's
know.
still fun though. I think it's still good.
Sometimes that's a good thing though. Like the
Yeah.
new Cure album is really good. And that's their first album in like 16 years or
Oh,
something.
well, yeah.
So it's been quite a while. And a lot of people were saying like, it's gonna be like bad. You know, when
Yeah.
bands come back and they do a reunion and it's just kinda like, eh,
Nah.
whatever. But it was good. It was really good. It was like Disintegration, but like for me, it was definitely, I was like, oh my God, yeah, this is the Cure. Let's
Robert
go.
Smith. Yeah, and there was also Adrian Lenker, or Bright Future, which I
That was
listened to.
almost on my list, but she did get knocked off by Kim
Yeah.
Gordon.
It was actually like really nice. I really like it. I would say I wish mine was maybe more localized. But
Not many albums though
yeah.
from the local bands.
Cause it
It's
is,
just EPs. It's expensive to make an album. It's difficult. But what about your local releases?
I didn't actually write them down, so I'm just
Just
gonna do it from memory.
yeah, no.
Well, I really did like For the World, Tina Salvage. That's
For the
a really nice one. I
world.
remember when Joni came out, because I
Yeah.
was on the train and like it's
That's
such
such
a
a
train
train
song. Like it
song.
was pulling up into Queen Street, and
Yeah.
it was like I never found God. I was like, this is so funny. Like, well, it's not funny, but I was just in my
It's so
feels.
real, yeah.
But that's a really good song. And then obviously the EP came out in like August, September maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
And I really like the, what's the one that goes, oh, The World Moves. I like that
World
one.
moves, yeah.
It's, you know what, it kind of, the whole vibe of it kind of reminds me of Beba Doobie a little bit, like the
Yeah.
How Tomorrow Moves and like the kind of shift. And like you
Yes.
can tell, like Beba Doobie's obviously been releasing music for like years, but I feel like they have the same kind of sound. Like they're both quite
It
emotional.
is fair, like it's kind of like relatable
Yeah.
music, you know, and it's very like personal as well. Like I kind of get what you mean. I didn't really like the new Beba Doobie album.
Oh, really?
I thought it was a bit like she's been doing the same thing for like so long now, and
Same
for me it's
style.
just very like it's just flat now.
That's
I did
interesting.
really like Fake It
I
Flowers.
love Fake It
I
Flowers.
saw her on that tour and she was
Yeah.
amazing. But yeah, the new one, it wasn't really doing it for me.
Oh, that's a
Didn't make my
shame.
list.
I liked the song Beaches, but I mean, it is very similar to other stuff, but I just like how consistent she is.
Yeah.
Although that doesn't leave much room for like an era,
Yeah,
like a different
yeah.
style.
And I mean, I don't like necessarily want her to be like completely switching
Yeah,
up
yeah.
every album, but it's more just like, you know, have a bit of variety, a little bit of progression, you know. What about like your albums you listened to but like didn't make the cut for you?
Oh my God, I did write it down. It's in my Google document. Oh, Bean Stellar's album, which is called Screams from New York, I
Yeah.
believe. I liked it, but I don't think it's worthy of like a top 10 list just because they're not that new because they've been going for a few years. It's fun and like I bet it's really good live. It's
Yeah,
very New
yeah.
York-y, but
I really wish I went to see them live. I don't know. They seem like they'd be good.
yeah, I think it'd be good fun. And although it's different for like 2024, it's very like early 2000s, like yeah. indie rock.
I listened to the start of it and I've not finished it yet, but I definitely get what you mean. It's very like when Bieber Doobie was doing like at the start, she was like really inspired by like Pavement and stuff like yeah. that. It's like, it's kind of like that.
It's quite American.
Yeah.
It's very
yeah.
American.
I know, literally has screams from New York, like yeah. in the title.
Because New York is like trendy because yeah. of the indie sleaze trend, which I think is such bullshit.
I know.
But like,
we don't need a revival, know. Like of a revival yeah, of a exactly. revival, you know.
Just do your own thing.
Yeah.
There was also, I don't really like it that much, but it would be worthy of a top 10, but the Dares album.
Okay.
Which is called What's Wrong with New York? So again, it's like that kind of, they're trying to go for this like indie sleaze thing, yeah. and I just can't be arsed.
It's very sometimes I do like a song, but it kind of annoys me that they're really trying to like capitalize off of the nostalgia yeah. of it and like really trying to play on that instead of doing their own thing, which really puts me off.
Yeah.
But it doesn't even matter if like the song is good, but it's mm-hmm. just kind of like, come on.
Well, the Dare used to be, he had a project before called Turtleneck, yeah. which was actually really good. But I think apparently he got slammed in a Pitchfork article. They were saying he was rubbish and all this. And people are saying that like
don't
the Dare is like,
attention to Pitchfork.
It's like a middle finger to Pitchfork. Well, not to Pitchfork specifically, but like to people who've called him too earnest and like oh, too
like sentimental.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Because now he's saying things like make him baby in the Mercedes. It's just such a shit. Like, I just don't think he's very good. I don't yeah. like him that much. But it's fun music. Like, if that came on in a club, I would be like popping my pussy. But
popping your more goosey.
That's the brain rot right there that we're talking about.
Sorry. Sorry.
Of A Message from Home podcast with Margot and Nina. We hope you enjoy the rest of the episode.
I know, but it's like, also I think with the Charlie XCX like brat, I think that has really helped the like indie sleaze revival thing, mm-hmm. especially because like literally in Guest she's like, send it to the Dare, yeah, I think he's
like, and she's like name dropping like Julia
and like Gabrielle, yeah,
like all these like girly like it girls,
mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah, it's kind of, I feel like in the future, like, you know, if we have kids, they'll look back and be like, oh my god, mom, like, do you remember when Brat came out? We'll be like, yeah,
they definitely will. like yeah.
But it's also like the use of drugs in the music, uh-huh. which I don't really like. I think it's kind of lame,
mm-hmm.
but they like all the songs about coke, and like if you look at like the Strokes music or like,
yeah,
you know, like LCD Sound System and all that is kind of,
yeah,
I mean, a lot of talk like glamorizing drug use.
I know.
Maybe not LCD Sound System so much, but
lots of like artists in that vein though, yeah, because mm-hmm. like the messy like party girl aesthetic kind of thing is very, it's very, and it's like where's the representation for girls who have are two sleepy. Pints and then go to bed
because yeah,
like, you get too drunk.
I think she had her time when like the hipster phase. I feel like that was the hipster girlies.
I know.
But
take me back.
Take me back to being 9 years old and watching my dad buy BrewDog for the first time and being like, oh my god.
Yeah.
But there's like also like the it girls from that time are reminiscent of the ones that are popular today. Like,
I know
there was that one, oh my god, what's she called, the really skinny one who was like a model. I'm gonna find her.
I think I know who you're talking about, but yeah, I know, it's weird, but I feel like people have been saying this since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
Like, just everything is so cyclical,
uh-huh.
that we just, you know, what is next? Where do we go instead of just like recycling everything?
Because mm-hmm.
we're gonna be like reviving something that happened last week, you know?
How boring.
Like, yeah, I know.
It was Corey Kennedy.
She
was like,
yeah.
And she's very much like, mind you, I can't really name someone who's similar to her. But now it's like, you know, all these New York people like Rachel Sennett. And
I mean, that like is perfectly encapsulated by like, Charlie XCX's birthday party.
Oh my god, yeah.
All of the videos from that, like Rachel Sennett was like lying on the floor,
coked
like
out,
yeah. And she's like, Charlie XCX is like singing with Lorde and stuff like that, and behind her you're just seeing like Addison Rae
yeah.
and like Troy Sivan and stuff like that.
See, in like 20 years, there's, you know how Velvet Coke, like the Instagram account, does like throwback posts?
And also the Indy Sleaze one.
Oh my god, yeah. I actually really like that account.
Though, I follow that account as well. Like,
they're going to be posting videos like that in 10 years' time. Yeah. If they're still a thing, and it'll be like, oh my god, like throwback.
10 years ago, Charlie XCX turned 32 or whatever, and like released Brat. I don't know. It's like crazy. One of the other albums I was going to say was, have you listened to Sabrina Carpenter's new album,
Short and Sweet?
I listened to all of it. I, like we were saying, I really like Please, 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 and I like Espresso as well.
Yeah, Espresso's
like,
silly.
It's fun. Yeah. Like, that's what we need. People have been saying this, like, fun music is back through, you know, Sabrina Carpenter, like Chapel Rowan and stuff like that. But the rest of Short and Sweet, other than the singles and maybe like a couple of other songs, was not great.
Like fillers.
Like, yeah, it seemed like there was a lot of filler. She was also kind of trying to do this like country thing, and I wasn't really into it.
Country's massive as well.
Yeah, I know. So I do like her like persona though. Like, it's quite like fun. It's a bit different.
Yeah.
But there was some bits that I'm like, oh, maybe I'm just being a prude. But like, some of it was like really like crude. Like, I was like, Sabrina, stop. Like, my sister listens to this. Like,
have you seen that meme of Barry Keoghan? And it's him in the Banshees of Inisherin. And you know how he says, well, there goes that chance, or like that opportunity of going out with that woman. Have you seen, like,
I don't think I've seen it.
And it, but the meme is like, oh, well, there goes that me espresso. It's just so stupid.
Have you seen the tweet that someone was saying, like, I'm 17 and scared of Sabrina Carpenter? But it was just like some random, like, probably like Taylor Swift fan on Twitter. And they were just saying, because there's been huge conversation around whether or not how Sabrina Carpenter like dances and stuff like that is appropriate at her shows. It's not even that, like, her dancing, like, she's not, you know, I don't know. But she kind of, there's a video for pretending to like a microphone.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And there's like a bit in the show where she goes behind some curtains, and then you can just see like the shadow outline of her legs like spreading. And there's a bit where she's on her hands and knees and kind of like arches her back to show off her underwear. And a lot of people have been saying, oh, it's disgusting, she has a child audience. But and it's like, you, as a parent, you should be aware of the kind of show that you're taking your children
to. But also, like, kids don't really, like, see, like, the other week I watched Grease for, like, the very first time.
Yeah.
And that's, like, got really sexual references in it, and that's from, like, the
70s.
Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't think it's a big
deal. I used to watch that all the time when I was younger.
Yeah, and, like, you don't understand.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I never watched it when I was little, but, like, you wouldn't as a child, you don't really, and, like, Sabrina Carpenter, like, showing off her pants, like.
It does go over a lot of children's heads.
I think so.
But at the same time, like, she's a grown woman. She's not on like Disney Channel anymore, you know? I think she should be allowed to do whatever she wants. Listen, like, if you're a parent and you're planning on taking your child to see Sabrina Carpenter, listen to her music before. Listen to her lyrics.
Yeah.
Like, she sings very like openly and in a very vulgar way about sex and like stuff like that.
But so did Miley Cyrus. Like, this is the whole thing. Like, when Miley Cyrus was away from Disney for the first time, like, everyone lost their shit because they thought she was, like, some crazy bitch.
Mm-hmm.
But she was just, like, showing that she was not a Disney kid anymore. And it worked because, no, you wouldn't really. Obviously, I still associate her with, like, Hannah Montana, but I feel like she's her own person now.
Especially to, like, younger kids who wouldn't remember Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
She's just, like, Miley Cyrus, like, the pop star.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's crazy. Like, when I was at Charlie XCX, there was, like, parents with their children.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I saw two separate dads with their daughters. And these girls were, like, 9 or 10. And I was like,
that's quite young, I think, for Charlie.
Because I'm sure that the dads, like, weren't really aware of what they were getting into.
Yeah.
Because I was standing there watching what she was doing on the stage, and I was like, if I had to watch this in front of my dad now, let alone when I was like 10, I'd be mortified.
Cringing,
like yeah. yeah it was obviously she very explicitly sings about drugs and sex, yeah. but also she was dancing very similarly. Like the cameraman would come up and like she'd show her pants to the camera, like yeah. she was crawling on the stage and they were filming under her skirt and stuff like that. Like it was a lot of stuff like that, but you would know, like I wasn't shocked.
Yeah, like that's fun for like an yeah. old, like you know, I would have found that kind of like entered.
I was kind of like, okay,
like cool. Okay. like, yeah. But if you're like 9 or 10, you'd be like, oh my god, what yeah. is going on?
I know, especially if you're a parent, which is why I'm saying, just keep an eye on what your children are watching, yeah. doing, you know.
But TikTok, I guess, is a lot to answer for.
Yes.
Although I feel like if there's parents who are concerned, like, just go to an Olivia Rodrigo concert. Like, I feel like I they're a lot more tame.
They definitely are, but they're so good. Like, she's
yeah,
really
she's
still
good. Really good. Like, I think it's probably a good medium for, like, a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
You know,
and also, like, yeah, she's got, like, positive messages in her music, and they're yeah. a lot more, like, obviously she does still talk about stuff like that that's like kind of
more grown up
relationshipy, like mm. you know, stuff like that. But yeah, you're right. I don't know. I was just like, oh, that's so, I don't know.
It's the wrong audience.
They're like these kids that were going and like were begging their parents to like buy them tickets or whatever must have just known about Charlie XCX because of like the Apple TikTok dance.
Yeah,
like it's not like they've been listening since like the early
when they were
days
because
like,
yeah.
they weren't even born.
They weren't even alive when like I Love It came out.
Yeah, I know.
I love
they're
it.
Like what's been Flap?
That was life-changing.
I know.
There was also I saw a parent at Sky Ferreira, which I don't think is that bad, but it's just what Sky Ferreira to me represents.
Yeah.
It's like Tumblr girl.
Yeah.
I think she's really cool. I don't think she's damaging for kids at all, but I feel like it was a really mature, it's like a really mature kind of music for mm-hmm. like a child.
Yeah.
Like I just don't think kids should be listening. Well,
I know.
I don't know. I don't think it matters.
I mean, obviously like your children are gonna like listen to this at some point. Like I was
yeah.
listening to Lana Del Rey like unreleased demos when I was like 12, 11,
yeah.
and
did it have an impact on you?
I don't know. I couldn't say because
yeah.
so many other things clearly
did.
When everybody was obsessed with like the virgin suicides and like
oh,
Girl
yeah,
Interrupted
yeah, yeah.
and stuff like that, that was horrible. What a horrible time.
It's annoying though because separately they're important bits of film.
Yeah.
But like it shouldn't be glamorized. But that's what happens when you give like, you know, if a teenage girl already feels really out of place
yeah.
and like, you know, really self-conscious, like not good about themselves, if they watch this film and they see these other young girls in the same way
mm-hmm. they like glamorize it because
yeah.
they're like lovely actresses and they're really pretty and stuff like that
yeah.
but it's like also when we're younger we have a lot less media literacy, so
yeah.
a lot of these books and films that are made to be like critiques are almost satire of these kind of things,
yeah, because they're filmed for like a adult's eye,
yeah, yes, that these teenagers won't kind of realize the irony of developing an eating disorder from watching Girl Interrupted.
Yeah.
like, you know.
No, that film is not suitable for
it's,
a younger
no,
audience.
No.
It's really not at all.
I know. How did we get onto that?
I know. I think we need to do like a Tumblr episode.
Oh, yeah.
So
I know.
Fun.
I was kind of crazy on Tumblr when I was younger. I don't know. I still use it.
I don't use it. I didn't even know it was still a thing.
Really?
Until recently.
It's just like a little blog. I just
yeah.
look at stuff, like I don't post it on it, but
mm-hmm.
I just kind of browse. There's also funny stuff on there.
Yeah,
so.
I just use Pinterest for that kind of
yeah.
aesthetic kind of stuff. But we used Tumblr in high school, but it was to send anons to people.
Yeah.
I don't know. And the most disgusting things would be said about people. So I just thought it was like an online bullying platform.
No, that was like Curious. There was another one that I can't remember the name of. Tumblr is good though. I think there's like the audience on there is, or like the user base on there is much more mature now because it's just people who use Tumblr when they were teenagers at that time and
yeah.
now are adults.
And those kids are now on TikTok.
Like exactly.
Said, which is worse.
Yeah, because there's a lot less like critique of things like that on TikTok, I feel like.
Yeah, TikTok's very... You see what you're given, like you
yeah.
don't get a choice in what you're viewing, kind of.
It can also be really like echo chambery for that reason.
Like that poor girl dancing with her dad on his birthday and being told she's like a selfish
exactly.
brat.
Exactly.
It's just ridiculous.
Exactly. She's just like, dancing with grass. Her parents. Uh-huh. I know. Crazy. What do you want to do, like a little films of the year or something like that?
Yeah. I did watch a couple of films. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't watch many films that came out this year because the cinema is expensive and nothing was like grabbing me. But I have no idea what I watched in the cinema this year. Oh, I saw the new Paddington.
Did you? Was it good?
It was adorable. It was such a nice little like. But Sally Hawkins isn't in it, so she played the mum before.
Yeah, I remember that.
But Paddington is just the sweetest little thing.
I know.
It's so cute.
I actually really like the Paddington films. Yeah. Like, it's just cute.
They're heartwarming. Like, it's really sweet and cute.
It's like this stupid little English bear. Why do you have the voice of a grown man?
he's like Aunt Lucy. It's so adorable.
I think mainly I've just been revisiting older ones. I have, like, obviously the Since Yesterday documentary came out this year.
Yeah.
I spoke about that a couple of episodes ago if you want to. Hear about that more in depth. There was this, actually I'm gonna look at my Letterboxd. Do you have Letterboxd?
I used to when I was like a bit more I don't know, a bit annoying, I guess. Not annoying, but
fuck.
Like, just being,
well, I had a film theory class last year that really made me feel so inadequate in my film watching.
I have seen a lot of films, but suddenly that you've asked me, I just can't remember any film that I've ever watched.
I know what you mean. Oh, at the beginning of the year, I also watched a documentary called Scala, which is about the Scala Cinema in London.
Oh, yeah.
It came out last year, but I just watched it at the start of the year when it was on the BFI player.
Yeah.
It is so good, like it's so interesting, and it's really like cool to see all the people that work there, like different directors and stuff that were associated with it, just talking about like their memories and films they enjoyed. And it was very like alternative cinema. I watched The Handmaiden in April and I didn't love it. It was good, but not as good as I hoped. I've watched Imagine Me and You quite a few times this year, but it's like my comfort film.
Yeah.
It is so good. Most recently I watched a film called Jenny's Wedding like 2 days ago, and it was so bad. It was awful. Oh. It's about like a woman who is a lesbian and she is coming out to her family.
Yeah.
And her family are like, no. Don't tell anybody that, you're ruining my life with your lesbianism. And she's like, okay. And she has a girlfriend who she's had for 5 years that her family, who she's had for 5 years as if she's a dog. Who she's been with for 5 years.
Uh-huh.
And they live together and her family just think that it's her roommate. And it's so bad because there's not really like a redemption arc for the family or anything. They're just horrible.
Yeah.
Like, and it's so bad to watch. It is like a film about gay people for straight people who want to validate their homophobia a little bit.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just rubbish. Have you seen The Substance?
Oh, yeah, The Substance. Yeah. I really liked The Substance.
I've not seen it, but it looks really good.
Body horror. I watched this year, I watched Baby Reindeer, which came out earlier this year.
Yeah.
Bones and All, Pinocchio, X.
Pinocchio?
Just very casually said Pinocchio.
Bones and All, The Substance, Pinocchio, you know.
My favourites, I just found my old Letterboxd account, so I'm just looking. My favourite films... Oh, I don't have a third favourite, but Lost in Translation, Almost Famous, which I fucking love that film. And I'd put Drop Dead Gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to put Babe in there as well.
Babe, the pig one.
I really like that film. It's like my favourite from when I was...
I love that.
A baby.
My top four on Letterboxd are Imagine Me and You. It's a 2005 film. Portrait of a Lady on Fire, Desert Hearts, and Amelie. So good. I have recently, like, I saw Desert Hearts last year, and then I rewatched it like a couple of months ago, and like I just liked it so much more the second time. Like I really want to watch it again. It's one of those films that like just like sticks in your mind, like after you see it. And I was telling you about the other film that I was watching the other day. It's called Tell It to the Bees.
Oh yeah.
And there is supposed to be set in Scotland, but one of the main characters is English, and then another one of the main characters is played by an actress who is American. She was born in America and like raised in New Zealand, so none of them have Scottish accents. They're all putting on Scottish accents and they're all doing a terrible job. So it was hard to watch. Oh, but you know,
I think as well Anora, I really want to watch that.
Oh, I want to see that as well.
I need to watch Holdovers. I've heard it's like, my friend was saying that I'd really like it. There's a boy in American uni, and it's like an Ivy League, like East Coast, really
like
fancy,
something
something like that. And he's spending his Christmas at uni with his lecturer, or professor, whatever. And apparently, that's really nice. So I'm gonna try and watch that. Long Legs is another film I should probably watch.
I said Long Leg.
Long Leg.
I got scared. Why do I have 22 followers?
Do you?
Why am I famous?
I'm still famous.
Hey guys. Oh my god, this girl who followed me has three of the same top three films as I do. I think we're gonna get married. I really wanna see Bottoms.
Oh, I watched it.
Did you? Did you like it?
No, not really.
Oh.
It was okay. Like, it was fine. I don't think
I do
special.
Like Rachel Sennett and Ayo Edebiri, so.
Yeah, I really like Ayo Edebiri. I love The Bear.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
I want to watch Thelma and Louise. I don't know if I've never seen it.
It's really good. What time are we at?
Too long. So, yeah, we hope you've enjoyed our little end of year wrap up.
Yeah.
We'll
see you next year.
We'll see you next year.
Bye.